Chapter 68. Gasoline. Definition. Gasoline is a term used to describe a complex mixture of various hydrocarbons refined from crude petroleum oil for use as a fuel in engines. Gasoline and air burn in the cylinder of the engine and produce heat and pressure, which is transferred to rotary motion inside the engine and eventually powers the drive wheels of a vehicle. When combustion occurs, carbon dioxide and water are produced if the process is perfect and all of the air and all of the fuel are consumed in the process. Chemical composition. Gasoline is a combination of hydrocarbon molecules that have between 5 and 12 carbon atoms. The names of these various hydrocarbons are based on the number of carbon atoms and include. Number 1. Methane has 1 carbon atom. Number 2. Ethane has 2 carbon atoms. Number 3. Propane has 3 carbon atoms. Number 4. Butane has 4 carbon atoms. Number 5. Pentane has 5 carbon atoms. Number 6. Hexane has 6 carbon atoms. Number 7. Heptane has 7 carbon atoms. Used to test octane rating has an octane rating of 0. Number 8. Octane has 8 carbon atoms. A type of octane is used as a basis for anti-knock rating. Refining. Types of crude oil. Refining is a complex combination of interdependent processing units that can separate crude oil into useful products, such as gasoline and diesel fuel. As it comes out of the ground, petroleum, meaning rock oil, crude can be as thin and light-colored as apple cider or as thick and black as melted tar. A barrel of crude oil is 42 gallons, not 55 gallons as commonly used for industrial barrels. Typical terms used to describe the type of crude oil include. Number 1. Thin crude oil has a high American Petroleum Institute abbreviated, API, gravity and, therefore, is called high gravity crude. Number 2. Thick crude oil is called low gravity crude. High gravity type crude contains more natural gasoline and its lower sulfur and nitrogen content makes it easier to refine. Number 3. Low sulfur crude oil is also known as sweet crude. Number 4. High sulfur crude oil is also known as sour crude. Distillation. In the late 1800s, crude was separated into different products by boiling, in a process called distillation. Distillation works because crude oil is composed of hydrocarbons with a broad range of boiling points. In a distillation column, the vapor of the lowest boiling hydrocarbons, propane and butane, rises to the top. The straight-run gasoline, also called naphtha, kerosene, and diesel fuel cuts are drawn off at successively lower positions in the column. Cracking. Cracking is the process where hydrocarbons with higher boiling points could be broken down, cracked, into lower boiling hydrocarbons by treating them to very high temperatures. This process, called thermal cracking, was used to increase gasoline production starting in 1913. Instead of high heat, today cracking is performed using a catalyst and is called catalytic cracking. A catalyst is a material that speeds up or otherwise facilitates a chemical reaction without undergoing a permanent chemical change itself. Catalytic cracking produces gasoline of higher quality than thermal cracking. Hydrocracking is similar to catalytic cracking in that it uses a catalyst, but the catalyst is in a hydrogen atmosphere. Hydrocracking can break down hydrocarbons that are resistant to catalytic cracking alone, and it is used to produce diesel fuel, rather than gasoline. Other types of refining processes include reforming, alkylation, isomerization, hydrotreating, and desulfurization. See Figure 68-1. Shipping. The gasoline is transported to regional storage facilities by tank, railway car, or by pipeline. In the pipeline method, all gasoline from many refiners is often sent through the same pipeline and can become mixed. All gasoline is said to be fungible, meaning that it is capable of being interchanged because each grade is created to specification, so there is no reason to keep the different gasoline brands separated except for grade. Regular grade, mid-grade, and premium grades are separated in the pipeline and the additives are added at the regional storage facilities and then shipped by truck to individual gas stations. Definition of volatility. Volatility describes how easily the gasoline evaporates, or forms a vapor. The definition of volatility assumes that the vapors remain in the fuel tank or fuel line and cause a certain pressure based on the temperature of the fuel. Reed vapor pressure abbreviated, RVP. Reed vapor pressure is the pressure of the vapor above the fuel when the fuel is at 100 degrees Fahrenheit, or 38 degrees Celsius. Increased vapor pressure permits the engine to start in cold weather. Gasoline without air does not burn. Gasoline must be vaporized, or mixed with air, to burn in an engine. See Figure 68-2. Seasonal blending. Cold temperatures reduce the normal vaporization of gasoline, therefore, winter-blended gasoline is specially formulated to vaporize at lower temperatures for proper starting and drivability at low ambient temperatures. The American Society for Testing and Materials abbreviated, ASTM, standards for winter-blend gasoline allow volatility of up to 15 pounds per inch 2 RVP. At warm ambient temperatures, gasoline vaporizes easily. However, the fuel system, or the fuel pump, carburetor, fuel injector nozzles, etc., is designed to operate with liquid gasoline. The volatility of summer-grade gasoline should be about 7.0 psi RVP according to ASTM standards. The maximum RVP should be 10.5 psi for summer blend gasoline. Refer to Figure 68-1. The crude oil refining showing most of the major steps and processes. Refer to Figure 68-2. A gasoline testing kit, including an insulated container where water at 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius, is used to heat a container holding a small sample of gasoline. The reading on the pressure gauge is the reed vapor pressure. Distillation curve. Besides reed vapor pressure, another method of classifying gasoline volatility is the distillation curve. A curve on a graph is created by plotting the temperature at which the various percentage of the fuel evaporates. A typical distillation curve is shown in Figure 68-3. Drivability index. A distillation curve shows how much of a gasoline evaporates at what temperature range. To predict cold weather drivability, an index was created called the drivability index, also called the distillation index abbreviated, DI. The DI was developed using the temperature for the evaporated percentage of 10%, labeled T10, 50%, labeled T50, and 90%, labeled T90. The formula for DI is DI equals 1.5 times T10 plus 3 times T50 plus T90. The total DI is a temperature and usually ranges from 1000 degrees Fahrenheit to 1200 degrees Fahrenheit, or 538 degrees Celsius to 649 degrees Celsius. The lower values of DI generally result in good cold start and warm-up performance. A high DI number is less volatile than a low DI number. Note: most premium-grade gasoline has a higher, or worse, DI than regular grade or mid-grade gasoline, which could cause poor cold weather drivability. Vehicles designed to operate on premium-grade gasoline are programmed to handle the higher DI, but engines designed to operate on regular-grade gasoline may not be able to provide acceptable cold weather drivability. Volatility-related problems. At higher temperatures, liquid gasoline can easily vaporize, which can cause vapor lock. Vapor lock is a lean condition caused by vaporized fuel in the fuel system. This vaporized fuel takes up space normally occupied by liquid fuel. Bubbles that form in the fuel cause vapor lock, preventing proper operation of the fuel injection system. Heat causes some fuel to evaporate, thereby causing bubbles. Sharp bends cause the fuel to be restricted at the bend. When the fuel flows past the bend, the fuel can expand to fill the space after the bend. This expansion drops the pressure, and bubbles form in the fuel lines. When the fuel is full of bubbles, the engine is not being supplied with enough fuel and the engine runs lean. A lean engine stumbles during acceleration, runs rough, and may stall. Warm weather and alcohol-blended fuels both tend to increase vapor lock and engine performance problems. If winter-blend gasoline, or high RVP fuel, is used in an engine during warm weather, the following problems may occur. Problem number 1. Rough idle. Problem number 2. Stalling. Problem number 3. Hesitation on acceleration. And problem number 4. Surging. Frequently asked question. Why do I get lower gas mileage in the winter? Several factors cause the engine to use more fuel in the winter than in the summer, including number 1. Gasoline that is blended for use in cold climates is designed for ease of starting and contains fewer heavy molecules, which contribute to fuel economy. The heat content of winter gasoline is lower than summer blended gasoline. Number 2. In cold temperatures, all lubricants are stiff, causing more resistance. These lubricants include the engine oil, as well as the transmission and differential gear lubricants. Number 3. Heat from the engine is radiated into the outside air more rapidly when the temperature is cold, resulting in longer run time until the engine has reached normal operating temperature. And number 4. Road conditions, such as ice and snow, can cause tire slippage or additional drag on the vehicle. Refer to Figure 68-4. An engine does not run if the air-fuel mixture is either too rich or too lean. Gasoline combustion process. Chemical reactions. The combustion process involves the chemical combination of oxygen from the air, about 21% of the atmosphere, with the hydrogen and carbon from the fuel. In a gasoline engine, a spark starts the combustion process, which takes about 3 milliseconds to be completed inside the cylinder of an engine. The chemical reaction that takes place can be summarized as follows: hydrogen plus carbon plus oxygen plus nitrogen plus spark equals heat plus water plus carbon monoxide, if in complete combustion, plus carbon dioxide plus hydrocarbons plus oxides of nitrogen plus many other chemicals. In an equation format it looks like this: H plus C plus O2 plus N plus spark equals heat plus CO2 plus HC plus NOx plus H2O. Heat energy. The heat produced by the combustion process is measured in British thermal units, abbreviated BTU. 1 BTU is the amount of heat required to raise 1 pound of water 1 Fahrenheit degree. The metric unit of heat is the calorie. 1 calorie is the amount of heat required to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water 1 Celsius degree. Gasoline is about 114,000 British thermal units per gallon. Air fuel ratios. Fuel burns best when the intake system turns it into a fine spray and mixes it with air before sending it into the cylinders. In fuel injected engines, the fuel becomes a spray and mixes with the air in the intake manifold. There is a direct relationship between engine airflow and fuel requirements. This is called the air-fuel ratio. The air-fuel ratio is the proportion by weight of air and gasoline that the injection system mixes, as needed, for engine combustion. The mixtures, with which a gasoline engine can operate without stalling, range from 8 to 1 to 18.5 to 1. See Figure 68-4. These ratios are usually stated by weight, such as 8 parts of air by weight combined with 1 part of gasoline by weight, 8 to 1, which is the richest mixture that an engine can tolerate and still fire reliably. 18.5 parts of air mixed with 1 part of gasoline, 18.5 to 1, which is the leanest practical ratio. Richer or leaner air-fuel ratios cause the engine to misfire badly or not run at all. Refer to Figure 68-5. A three-way catalytic converter operates most efficiently when the air-fuel ratio is between 14.65 to 1 and 14.75 to 1. Stoichiometric air-fuel ratio. The ideal mixture or ratio at which all of the fuel combines with all of the oxygen in the air and burns completely is called the stoichiometric ratio, a chemically perfect combination. In theory, this ratio for gasoline is an air-fuel mixture of 14.7 to 1. See Figure 68-5. In reality, the exact ratio at which perfect mixture and combustion occurs depends on the molecular structure of gasoline, which can vary. The stoichiometric ratio is a compromise between maximum power and maximum economy. Normal and abnormal combustion. The octane rating of gasoline is the measure of its anti-knock properties. Engine knock, also called detonation, spark knock, or ping, is a metallic noise an engine makes, usually during acceleration, resulting from abnormal or uncontrolled combustion inside the cylinder. Normal combustion occurs smoothly and progresses across the combustion chamber from the point of ignition. See Figure 68-6. Normal flame front combustion travels between 45 and 90 miles per hour, 72 and 145 kilometers per hour. The speed of the flame front depends on air-fuel ratio, combustion chamber design, determining amount of turbulence, and temperature. During periods of spark knock, or detonation, the combustion speed increases by up to 10 times to near the speed of sound. The increased combustion speed also causes increased temperatures and pressures, which can damage pistons, gaskets, and cylinder heads. See Figure 68-7. One of the first additives used in gasoline was tetraethyl lead, abbreviated TEL. TEL was added to gasoline in the early 1920s to reduce the tendency to knock. It was often called ethyl or high-test gasoline. Refer to Figure 68-6. Normal combustion is a smooth, controlled burning of the air-fuel mixture. Refer to Figure 68-7. Detonation is a secondary ignition of the air-fuel mixture. It is also called spark knock or pinging. Refer to Figure 68-8. A pump showing regular with a pump octane of 87, plus rated at 89, and premium rated at 93. These ratings can vary with brand, as well as in different parts of the country. Octane rating. The anti-knock standard or basis of comparison was the K-knock resistant hydrocarbon isooctane, chemically called trimethylpentane, also known as 2,2,4-trimethylpentane. If a gasoline tested had the exact same anti-knock characteristics as isooctane, it was rated as 100-octane gasoline. If the gasoline tested had only 85% of the anti-knock properties of isooctane, it was rated as 85-octane. Remember, octane rating is only a comparison test. The two basic methods used to rate gasoline for anti-knock properties, octane rating, are the research method and the motor method. Each uses a model of the Special Cooperative Fuel Research abbreviated, CFR, single-cylinder engine. The research method and the motor method vary as to temperature of air, spark advance, and other parameters. The research method typically results in readings that are 6 to 10 points higher than those of the motor method. For example, a fuel with a research octane number abbreviated, RON, of 93 might have a motor octane number abbreviated, MON, of 85. The octane rating posted on pumps in the United States is the average of the two methods and is referred to as R plus M, 2, meaning that, for the fuel used in the previous example, the rating posted on the pumps is RON plus MON, divided by 2, equals 93 plus 85, divided by 2, equals 89. The pump octane is called the anti-knock index abbreviated, AKI. Gasoline grades and octane number. The posted octane rating on gasoline pumps is the rating achieved by the average of the research and the motor methods. See Figure 68-8. Except in high altitude areas, the grades and octane ratings are given in Chart 68-1. Frequently asked question. What grade of gasoline does the EPA use when testing engines? Due to the various grades and additives used in commercial fuel, the government, EPA, uses a liquid called indoline. Indoline has a research octane number of 96.5 and a motor method octane rating of 88, which results in an R plus M, divided by 2 rating of 92.25. Tech tip. Horsepower and fuel flow. To produce 1 horsepower, the engine must be supplied with 0.50 pounds of fuel per hour. Fuel injectors are rated in pounds per hour. For example, a Volt 8 engine equipped with 25 pounds per hour fuel injectors could produce 50 horsepower per cylinder, per injector, or 400 horsepower. Even if the cylinder head or block is modified to produce more horsepower, the limiting factor may be the injector flow rate. The following are flow rates and resulting horsepower for a V8 engine. 30 pounds per hour is 60 horsepower per cylinder, or 480 horsepower. 35 pounds per hour is 70 horsepower per cylinder, or 560 horsepower. 40 pounds per hour is 80 horsepower per cylinder, or 640 horsepower. Of course, injector flow rate is only one of many variables that affect power output. Installing larger injectors without other major engine modifications could decrease engine output and drastically increase exhaust emissions. Refer to Chart 68-1. Typical octane ratings for gasoline in most parts of the country. High altitude octane requirements. As the altitude increases, atmospheric pressure drops. The air is less dense because a pound of air takes more volume. The octane rating of fuel does not need to be as high because the engine cannot take in as much air. This process reduces the combustion, compression, pressures inside the engine. In mountainous areas, gasoline, R plus M, divided by 2 octane ratings are 2 or more numbers lower than normal, according to the SAE, about 1 octane number lower per 1,000 feet or 300 meters in altitude. See Figure 68-9. A secondary reason for the lower octane requirement of engines running at higher altitudes is the normal enrichment of the air-fuel ratio and lower engine vacuum with the decreased air density. Some problems, therefore, may occur when driving out of high-altitude areas into lower-altitude areas where the octane rating must be higher. Most computerized engine control systems can compensate for changes in altitude and modify air-fuel ratio and ignition timing for best operation. Figure 68-9. The posted octane rating in most high-altitude areas shows regular at 85 instead of the usual 87. Because the combustion burn rate slows at high altitude, the ignition, spark, timing can be advanced to improve power. The amount of timing advance can be about 1 degree per 1,000 feet over 5,000 feet. Therefore, if driving at 8,000 feet of altitude, the ignition timing can be advanced 3 degrees. High altitude also allows fuel to evaporate more easily. The volatility of fuel should be reduced at higher altitudes to prevent vapor from forming in sections of the fuel system, which can cause drivability and stalling problems. The extra heat generated in climbing to higher altitudes, plus the lower atmospheric pressure at higher altitudes, combine to cause possible drivability problems as the vehicle goes to higher altitudes. Gasoline additives. Dye. Dye is usually added to gasoline at the distributor to help identify the grade and/or brand of fuel. In many countries, fuels are required to be colored using a fuel-soluble dye. In the United States and Canada, diesel fuel used for off-road use and not taxed is required to be dyed red for identification. Gasoline sold for off-road use in Canada is dyed purple. Octane improver additives. When gasoline companies, under federal EPA regulations, remove tetraethylene from gasoline, other methods were developed to help maintain the anti-knock properties of gasoline. Octane improvers, or enhancers, can be grouped into three broad categories. Category number 1. Aromatic hydrocarbons, or hydrocarbons containing the benzene ring, such as xylene and toluene. Category number 2. Alcohols, such as ethanol, or ethyl alcohol, methanol, or methyl alcohol, and tertiary butyl alcohol abbreviated, TBA. And category number 3. Metallic compounds, such as methyl cyclopentadienyl manganese tricarbonyl abbreviated, MMT. Note, MMT has been proven to be harmful to catalytic converters and can cause spark plug fouling. However, MMT is currently one of the active ingredients commonly found in octane improvers available to the public and in some gasoline sold in Canada. If an octane boost additive has been used that contains MMT, the spark plug porcelain is rust-colored around the tip. Propane and butane, which are volatile byproducts of the refinery process, are also often added to gasoline as octane improvers. The increase in volatility caused by the added propane and butane often leads to hot weather drivability problems. Frequently asked question. Can regular grade gasoline be used if premium is the recommended grade? Maybe. It is usually possible to use regular grade or mid-grade, or, plus, gasoline in most newer vehicles without danger of damage to the engine. Most vehicles built since the 1990s are equipped with at least one knock sensor. If a lower octane gasoline than specified is used, the engine ignition timing setting usually causes the engine to spark knock, also called detonation or ping. This spark knock is detected by the knock sensors, which sends a signal to the computer. The computer then retards the ignition timing until the spark knock stops. Note, some scan tools show the estimated octane rating of the fuel being used, which is based on knock sensor activity. As a result of this spark timing retardation, the engine torque is reduced. While this reduction in power is seldom noticed, it reduces fuel economy, often by 4 to 5 miles per gallon. If premium gasoline is then used, the PCM gradually permits the engine to operate at the more advanced ignition timing setting. Therefore, it may take several tanks of premium gasoline to restore normal fuel economy. For best overall performance, use the grade of gasoline recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. Oxygenated fuel additives. Oxygenated fuels contain oxygen in the molecule of the fuel itself. Examples of oxygenated fuels include methanol, ethanol, methyl tertiary butyl ether abbreviated, MTBE, tertiary amyl methyl ether abbreviated, TAME, and ethyl tertiary butyl ether abbreviated, ETBE. Oxygenated fuels are commonly used in high-altitude areas to reduce carbon monoxide emissions. The extra oxygen in the fuel itself is used to convert harmful CO into carbon dioxide. The extra oxygen in the fuel helps ensure that there is enough oxygen to convert all CO into CO2 during the combustion process in the engine or catalytic converter. Methyl tertiary butyl ether abbreviated, MTBE. MTBE is manufactured by means of the chemical reaction of methanol and isobutylene. Unlike methanol, MTBE does not increase the volatility of the fuel, and is not as sensitive to water as are other alcohols. The maximum allowable volume level, according to the EPA, is 15%, but is currently being phased out due to health concerns, as well as MTBE contamination of drinking water if spilled from storage tanks. Tertiary amyl methyl ether. Tertiary amyl methyl ether abbreviated, TAME, contains an oxygen atom bonded to two carbon atoms and is added to gasoline to provide oxygen to the fuel. It is slightly soluble in water, very soluble in ethers and alcohol, and soluble in most organic solvents, including hydrocarbons. Ethyl tertiary butyl ether abbreviated ETBE. ETBE is derived from ethanol. The maximum allowable volume level is 17.2%. The use of ETBE is the cause of much of the odor from the exhaust of vehicles using reformulated gasoline. Ethanol. Ethanol, also called ethyl alcohol, is drinkable alcohol and is usually made from grain. Adding 10% ethanol, Ethyl alcohol or grain alcohol increases the R plus M divided by 2 octane rating by 3 points. The alcohol added to the base gasoline, however, also raises the volatility of the fuel about 0.5 psi. Most automobile manufacturers permit up to 10% ethanol if drivability problems are not experienced. The oxygen content of a 10% blend of ethanol in gasoline, called E10, is 3.5% oxygen by weight. See Figure 68-10. Keeping the fuel tank full reduces the amount of air and moisture in the tank. See Figure 68-11. Refer to Figure 68-10. E10 is 10% ethanol and 90% gasoline. Refer to Figure 68-11. A container with gasoline containing alcohol. Notice the separation line where the alcohol-water mixture separated from the gasoline and sank to the bottom. Refer to Figure 68-12. Inline blending is the most accurate method for blending ethanol with gasoline because computers are used to calculate the correct ratio. Refer to Figure 68-13. Sequential blending uses a computer to calculate the correct ratio as well as the prescribed order in which the products are loaded. Refer to Figure 68-14. Splash blending occurs when the ethanol is added to a tanker with gasoline and is mixed as the truck travels to the retail outlet. Frequently asked question. What is meant by phase separation? All alcohols absorb water, and the alcohol-water mixture can separate from the gasoline and sink to the bottom of the fuel tank. This process is called phase separation. To help avoid engine performance problems, try to keep at least a quarter tank of fuel at all times, especially during seasons when there is a wide temperature span between daytime highs and nighttime lows. These conditions can cause moisture to accumulate in the fuel tank as a result of condensation of the moisture in the air. Gasoline blending. Gasoline additives, such as ethanol and dyes, are usually added to the fuel at the distributor. Adding ethanol to gasoline is a way to add oxygen to the fuel itself. Gasoline containing an additive that has oxygen is called oxygenated fuel. There are three basic methods used to blend ethanol with gasoline to create E10, 10% ethanol, 90% gasoline. Method number 1. Inline blending. Gasoline and ethanol are mixed in a storage tank or in the tank of a transport truck while it is being filled. Because the quantities of each can be accurately measured, this method is most likely to produce a well-mixed blend of ethanol and gasoline. See Figure 68-12. Method number 2. Sequential blending. This method is usually performed at the wholesale terminal and involves adding a measured amount of ethanol to a tank truck followed by a measured amount of gasoline. See Figure 68-13. Method number 3. Splash blending. Splash blending can be done at the retail outlet or distributor and involves separate purchases of ethanol and gasoline. In a typical case, a distributor can purchase gasoline, and then drive to another supplier and purchase ethanol. The ethanol is then added, or splashed, into the tank of gasoline. This method is the least accurate method of blending and can result in ethanol concentration for E10 that should be 10%, but ranges from 5% to over 20%, in some cases. See Figure 68-14. Reformulated gasoline. Reformulated gasoline, abbreviated RFG, is manufactured to help reduce emissions. The gasoline refiners reformulate gasoline by using additives that contain at least 2% oxygen by weight and reducing the additive benzene to a maximum of 1% by volume. Two other major changes done at the refineries are as follows. Change number 1. Reduce light compounds. Refineries eliminate butane, pentane, and propane, which have a low boiling point and evaporate easily. These unburned hydrocarbons are released into the atmosphere during refueling and through the fuel tank vent system, contributing to smog formation. Therefore, reducing the light compounds from gasoline helps reduce evaporative emissions. Change number 2. Reduce heavy compounds. Refineries eliminate heavy compounds with high boiling points, such as aromatics and olefins. The purpose of this reduction is to reduce the amount of unburned hydrocarbons that enter the catalytic converter, which makes the converter more efficient, thereby reducing emissions. Because many of the heavy compounds are eliminated, a drop in fuel economy of about 1 mile per gallon has been reported in areas where reformulated gasoline is being used. Formaldehyde is formed when RFG is burned, and the vehicle exhaust has a unique smell when reformulated gasoline is used. Frequently asked question? Is water heavier than gasoline? Yes. Water weighs about 8 pounds per gallon, whereas gasoline weighs about 6 pounds per gallon. The density is measured by specific gravity includes Water equals 1.000, which is the baseline for specific gravity. And gasoline equals 0.730 to 0.760. This means that any water that gets into the fuel tank sinks to the bottom. Refer to Figure 68-15. Checking gasoline for alcohol involves using a graduated cylinder and adding water to check if the alcohol absorbs the water. Testing gasoline for alcohol content. Take the following steps when testing gasoline for alcohol content. Step number 1. Pour suspect gasoline into a graduated cylinder. Step number 2. Carefully fill the graduated cylinder to the 90 milliliters mark. Step number 3. Add 10 milliliters of water to the graduated cylinder by counting the number of drops from an eyedropper. Step number 4. Put the stopper in the cylinder and shake vigorously for 1 minute. Relieve built-up pressure by occasionally removing the stopper. Alcohol dissolves in water and drops to the bottom of the cylinder. Step number 5. Place the cylinder on a flat surface and let it stand for 2 minutes. Step number 6. Take a reading near the bottom of the cylinder at the boundary between the two liquids. Step number 7. For percent of alcohol in gasoline, subtract 10 from the reading and multiply by 10. For example, the reading is 20 milliliters, 20 minus 10 equals 10% alcohol. If the increase in volume is 0.2% or less, it may be assumed that the test gasoline contains no alcohol. See Figure 68-15. Alcohol content can also be checked using an electronic tester. See the step-by-step sequence at the end of the chapter. Warning: do not smoke or run the test around sources of ignition. Frequently asked question: how does alcohol content in the gasoline affect engine operation? In most cases, the use of gasoline containing 10% or less of ethanol, or ethyl alcohol, has little or no effect on engine operation. However, because the addition of 10% ethanol raises the volatility of the fuel slightly, occasional rough idle or stalling may be noticed, especially during warm weather. The rough idle and stalling may also be noticeable after the engine is started, driven, then stopped for a short time. Engine heat can vaporize the alcohol-enhanced fuel, causing bubbles to form in the fuel system. These bubbles in the fuel prevent the proper operation of the fuel injection system and result in a hesitation during acceleration, rough idle, or, in severe cases, repeated stalling until all the bubbles have been forced through the fuel system, replaced by cooler fuel from the fuel tank. Frequently asked question: what is top-tier gasoline? Top-tier gasoline is gasoline that has specific standards for quality, including enough detergent to keep all intake valves clean. Four automobile manufacturers, BMW, General Motors, Honda, and Toyota, developed the standards. Top-tier gasoline exceeds the quality standards developed by the Worldwide Fuel Charter, abbreviated WWFC, that was established in 2002 by vehicle and engine manufacturers. The gasoline companies that agreed to make fuel that matches or exceeds the standards as a top-tier fuel include Chevron, Texaco, Shell, and ConocoPhillips. For additional information and a list of all stations that are top-tier gas stations, visit www.toptiergas.com. See Figure 68-16. Refer to Figure 68-16. Not all top-tier gas stations mention that they are top-tier like this station. For more information and the list of top-tier gasoline stations, visit www.toptiergas.com. General gasoline recommendations. The fuel used by an engine is a major expense in the operation cost of the vehicle. The proper operation of the engine depends on clean fuel of the proper octane rating and vapor pressure for the atmospheric conditions. To help ensure proper engine operation and keep fuel costs to a minimum, follow these guidelines. Guideline number 1. Purchase fuel from a busy station to help ensure that it is fresh and less likely to be contaminated with water or moisture. Guideline number 2. Keep the fuel tank above 1/4 full, especially during seasons in which the temperature rises and falls by more than 20 degrees Fahrenheit between daytime highs and nighttime lows. This helps to reduce condensed moisture in the fuel tank and could prevent gas line freeze-up in cold weather. Note: gas line freeze-up occurs when the water in the gasoline freezes and forms an ice blockage in the fuel line. Guideline number 3. Do not purchase fuel with a higher octane rating than is necessary. Try using premium high-octane fuel to check for operating differences. Most newer engines are equipped with a detonation (knock) sensor that signals the vehicle computer to retard the ignition timing when spark knock occurs. Therefore, an operating difference may not be noticeable to the driver when using a low-octane fuel, except for a decrease in power and fuel economy. In other words, the engine with a NOx sensor tends to operate NOx-free on regular fuel, even if premium, higher-octane fuel is specified. Using premium fuel may result in more power and greater fuel economy. The increase in fuel economy, however, has to be substantial to justify the increased cost of high-octane premium fuel. Some drivers find a good compromise by using mid-grade, or, plus, fuel to benefit from the engine power and fuel economy gains without the cost of using premium fuel all the time. Guideline number 4. Avoid using gasoline with alcohol in warm weather, even though many alcohol blends do not affect engine drivability. If warm engine stumble, stalling, or rough idle occurs, change brands of gasoline. Guideline number 5. Do not purchase fuel from a retail outlet when a tanker truck is filling the underground tanks. During the refilling procedure, dirt, rust, and water may be stirred up in the underground tanks. This undesirable material may be pumped into your vehicle's fuel tank. Guideline number 6. Do not overfill the gas tank. After the nozzle clicks off, add just enough fuel to round up to the next dime. Adding additional gasoline causes the excess to be drawn into the charcoal canister. This can lead to engine flooding and excessive exhaust emissions. Guideline number 7. Be careful when filling gasoline containers. Always fill a gas can on the ground to help prevent the possibility of static electricity buildup during the refueling process. See Figure 68-17. Refer to Figure 68-17. Many gasoline service stations have signs posted warning customers to place plastic fuel containers on the ground while filling. If placed in a trunk or pickup truck bed equipped with a plastic liner, static electricity could build up during fueling and discharge from the container to the metal nozzle, creating a spark and possible explosion. Some service stations have warning signs not to use cell phones while fueling to help avoid the possibility of an accidental spark creating a fire hazard. Tech tip: the sniff test. Problems can occur with stale gasoline from which the lighter parts of the gasoline have evaporated. Stale gasoline usually results in a no-start situation. If stale gasoline is suspected, sniff it. If it smells rancid, replace it with fresh gasoline. Note: if storing a vehicle, boat, or lawnmower over the winter, put some gasoline stabilizer into the gasoline to reduce the evaporation and separation that can occur during storage. Gasoline stabilizer is frequently available at lawnmower repair shops or marinas. Frequently asked question: why should I keep the fuel gauge above 1/4 tank? The fuel pickup inside the fuel tank can help keep water from being drawn into the fuel system unless water is all that is left at the bottom of the tank. Over time, moisture in the air inside the fuel tank can condense, causing liquid water to drop to the bottom of the fuel tank. Water is heavier than gasoline, about 8 pounds per gallon for water and about 6 pounds per gallon for gasoline. If alcohol-blended gasoline is used, the alcohol can absorb the water and the alcohol-water combination can be burned inside the engine. However, when water combines with alcohol, a separation layer occurs between the gasoline at the top of the tank and the alcohol-water combination at the bottom. When the fuel level is low, the fuel pump draws from this concentrated level of alcohol and water. Because alcohol and water do not burn as well as pure gasoline, severe drivability problems can occur, such as stalling, rough idle, hard starting, and missing. Tech tip: do not overfill the fuel tank. Gasoline fuel tanks have an expansion volume area at the top. The volume of this expansion area is equal to 10% to 15% of the volume of the tank. This area is normally not filled with gasoline, but rather is designed to provide a place for the gasoline to expand into, if the vehicle is parked in the hot sun and the gasoline expands. This prevents raw gasoline from escaping from the fuel system. A small restriction is usually present to control the amount of air and vapors that can escape the tank and flow to the charcoal canister. This volume area could be filled with gasoline if the fuel is slowly pumped into the tank. Since it can hold an extra 10%, or 2 gallons in a 20-gallon tank, some people deliberately try to fill the tank completely. When this expansion volume is filled, liquid fuel, rather than vapors, can be drawn into the charcoal canister. When the purge valve opens, liquid fuel can be drawn into the engine, causing an excessively rich air-fuel mixture. Not only can this liquid fuel harm vapor recovery parts, but overfilling the gas tank could also cause the vehicle to fail an exhaust emission test, particularly during an enhanced test when the tank could be purged while on the rollers. Steps in testing for alcohol content in gasoline. Step 1. A fuel composition tester, SPX Kentmore J44175, is the recommended tool, by General Motors, to use to test the alcohol content of gasoline. Step 2. This battery-powered tester uses light-emitting diodes, meter lead terminals, and two small openings for the fuel sample. Step 3. The first step is to verify the proper operation of the tester by measuring the air frequency by selecting a C Hertz on the meter. The air frequency should be between 35 and 48 Hertz. Step 4. After verifying that the tester is capable of correctly reading the air frequency, gasoline is poured into the testing cell of the tool. Step 5. Record the AC frequency as shown on the meter and subtract 50 from the reading, for example, 60.50 minus 50.00 equals 10.5. This number, 10.5, is the percentage of alcohol in the gasoline sample. Step 6. Adding additional amounts of ethyl alcohol, or ethanol, increases the frequency reading. Review questions. Question 1. What is the difference between summer blend and winter blend? Gasoline? Question 2. What is reed vapor pressure? Question 3. What does the R plus M divided by 2 gasoline pump octane rating indicate? Question 4. What are the octane improvers that may be used during the refining process? Question 5. What is stoichiometric ratio? Chapter quiz. Question 1. Winter blend gasoline. A. Vaporizes more easily than summer blend gasoline. B. Has a higher RVP. C. Can cause engine drivability problems if used during warm weather. D. All of the above. Question 2. Vapor lock can occur. A. As a result of excessive heat near fuel lines. B. If a fuel line is restricted. C. During both A and B. D. During neither A nor B. Question 3. Technician says that spark knock, ping, and detonation are different names for abnormal combustion. Technician B says that any abnormal combustion raises the temperature and pressure inside the combustion chamber and can cause severe engine damage. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. Technician A says that the research octane number is higher than the motor octane number. Technician B says that the octane rating posted on fuel pumps is an average of the two ratings. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Technician A says that in going to high altitudes, engines produce lower power. Technician B says that most engine control systems can compensate the air-fuel mixture for changes in altitude. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 6. Which method of blending ethanol with gasoline is the most accurate? A. Inline. B. Sequential. C. Splash. D. All of the above. Question 7. What can be used to measure the alcohol content in gasoline? A. Graduated cylinder. B. Electronic tester. C. Scan Thule. D. Either A or B. Question 8. The gasoline burned inside the internal combustion engine is a type of A. Carbon monoxide. B. Hydrocarbon. C. Compressed vapor. D. Alcohol. Question 9. Avoid topping off the fuel tank because A. It can saturate the charcoal canister. B. The extra fuel simply spills onto the ground. C. The extra fuel increases vehicle weight and reduces performance. D. The extra fuel goes into the expansion area of the tank and is not used by the engine. Question 10. Using ethanol enhanced or reformulated gasoline can result in A. Improved fuel economy compared to using 100% gasoline. B. Reduced fuel economy compared to using 100% gasoline. C. The same fuel economy compared to using 100% gasoline. D. Higher or lower fuel economy depending on the size of the engine. End of chapter 68.